All right, back to it now. China does not play well with its neighbors. That's an easy thing to say. China has territorial disputes with every single one of its neighbors, but more recently, Japan and the Philippines coming into focus. In fact, the Philippines bowing up, I guess, saying, China, leave us alone. The problem for America is we have a joint defense treaty with the Philippines. If China and the Philippines have any sort of military scuffle or problems, we get pulled into it. China full well knows that. Joining me now is Anna Mu from the new federal state of China to talk more about it. Anna, nice to see you today.
Nice to see you again, Steve.
This is a very concerning point of the world. Nobody pays attention to the Philippines. They kind of mind their own business. We mind our own business. Doesn't make the headlines, not here in America much, but in the Philippines. This dispute with China is front page news. With China, they say, we own this and we own that. They do that to everybody because they've drawn this line through the South China Sea, impacting several different nations, including Micronesia, the Philippines, Indonesia, and say, this is all ours. This is all ours. And the United Nations and others say, no, that's not yours. But China doesn't back off. And it creates this loggerhead where we have this problem. And look, something could happen with the Philippines and America is drawn into a war with China directly, potentially, right?
That is right. Thank you very much, Steve, for all this information as a heads up. So, of course, now, yes, as we have mentioned before, and as you have said here, that the CCP have always, no matter if it's in the media inside China or overseas, they've always claimed the South China Sea as their own territory. Now, let's look into some recent situations, and then we'll discuss about how the CCP is playing the game and what are they planning right now. So, of course, we know recently the US, Japan, Australia, and the Philippines are holding drills in the region. Now, China, CCP China, is conducting military drills as well in the disputed waters. So, of course, we know the CCP continue to disregard and also play the game that the Western countries are enemies to them, and they are working together with the excess of evil without any cost concerned and are planning to attack Taiwan. So in the region of waters, our focus is not just limited towards Japan and the Philippines. Of course, that's one of our very important topic for today, but it's also the Southeast Asia. Now, what about it is that, first of all, we know that Japan has sent special troops into Pacific regions, and right. You have Philippines, of course, always targeting off to say that the CCP cannot hold its territory. So that's what we can realize over here.
Yeah, how do you push back, though, when the United Nations goes in and say, look, you can't just take a pencil or a pen and draw a circle and say, we own the entire South China Sea, that's all ours. Anybody that has a dispute with that, we don't care. But that's how China conducts itself. It is a bully in the region, a big bully on the block. Nobody's going to push them back, and that's why the Philippines have had all they can take, and therein lies the problem, because that could draw the United States into war. And this brings me back to Iran. We know that China buys all this oil from Iran, funding that regime that creates instability in the Middle East, which China seems to be a cheerleader for. They're all happy for that because it pulls people's eyes away from the Philippines and other places, but it spreads America thin. That's the real point here, is to spread America thin, isn't it?
Yes, that is right. And that's what the CCP has been planning. They're funding into all the different areas that could possibly and will impact the United States as a final result. And that's what they have been planning, not just in the past decades, but, you know, the whole entire time that they've started, that they have targeted democracy and any democratic countries as their goals. So that's what we can see over here. And as mentioned, Iran is a very important source that comes with the access of evil countries, the regimes. And CCP have immense funding in Iran or in Middle East to disturb the oil prices, to disturb the whole, economy, and possibly in the end impact America. And that's what we have realized in the past, and it is happening right now.
So how do we, here's the thing. I think that Joe Biden and the Democrats should have worked with Israel to strike back against Iran. It's not going to happen. And I wonder if it's the complicating factor of China being involved. I think the bigger complicating factor is that oil, if taken off the world market, would drive the price of gasoline and oil higher here in America, and it's an election year. But clearly there's a complicating factor there. And what about China buying American debt? Right now they're liquidating. And that's another problem for America, because China owns so much of our debt. When they liquidate it, they can also impact the economy here in the States, can't they?
That is right. That is absolutely the case. So we know that, you know, one of the reasons that we can see so far why the you can see a lot of the American or Western elites, why they are still not acting against the CCP, the big reason in part is because the CCP controls the American bonds. Like you have said over here, they do control the treasury bonds. And if over here the CCP can make a big blow by quickly liquidating the American bonds in a very fast pace, then that will impact our economic market, our whole bond market. And of course, looking at all the businesses, the firms, and all the economic for the whole scale, it is going to become a big problem. And right now we have seen there are a lot of businesses around that are actually taking off their employees and are cutting off the pays and prices. And that is going to happen and become worse when the CCP liquidate more of the bonds, and it's just going to impact every one of us in the end. Yeah. That's right.
It's going to impact everyone because, look, the balance of trade, the balance of spending is so out of control. We bring in $4.5 trillion and spend seven. We have a $1.7 trillion deficit this year funded by China and Japan and Germany, but primarily the first two, China and Japan, own our debt, and they're both liquidating. It's not a good scenario for us. I'll quickly give you the last word.
Of course. Thank you very much. So after all of that, you know, like we have said, not only are the CCP have damaged the security and the safety of the border and the surveillance of other countries, but we should really pay attention to here CCP's next actions, whether they will cause more so-called accidents or chaos in the United States. And right. They make some move in the South China Sea and Taiwan Strait. We have to keep the watch on here. And remember, whatever happens in this scale right now, it's not just a single reason on the surface. There's always the shadows that you can possibly see that the CCP is behind.
Much more
always
than
complicated.
See. Much more than you ever even realize. That's exactly right. From the new federal state of China, Anna Mu. Always appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There you have it. I'll be right back after the break.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.